Hey guys, we wanted to let you know that Rent My Wedding heard our episode last week on virtual weddings, and they've been on the show before, and they reached out to us with a little discount for ya.
They were like an original guest, huh?
I think they were number 8. I don't know.
No way, not that early. Long time though.
Long, long time ago.
Long time listener.
First time caller. So anyway, Rent My Wedding is awesome. It's just a great, great, great business. They're killing it. But they know a lot of people are getting married at home and need smaller packages in terms of lighting or monograms or pipe
backgrounds.
And drapes. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. They thought, hey, we love TBWPP and their listeners, so let's throw in a 20% discount. That's a good discount, actually,
Boom.
By the way. It's not 15, it's 20%.
Off already low prices.
You can get your discount. Just kidding. Okay. Go to rentmywedding.com/home-wedding. And then you're going to see their home wedding little package options. And when you're ready to check out, use promo code BIGWEDDING for 20% off.
Cancel anytime, pay later, use the promo code. It's a win-win-win. We love you. Have a happy, safe living room wedding.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen. Learn. Plan that wedding.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. A show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I am not Christy Matthews.
Oh my God.
In fact, I am Jason Mitchell Kahn.
Oh my God, who is this? I can't believe it. What are you doing here, Jason?
Well, I've hijacked Christy's life.
You looked a little different when we got online. I was like, maybe she's just really tired. And she cut all her hair
off. There's a lot of experiments in quarantine happening.
Yes, our special guest host today, and this is a first, by the way, everyone, is Mr. Jason Mitchell Kahn, who you've heard on a couple of episodes of TBWPP. And by the way, this was Christy's idea. And it's not that she didn't want to be here, and it's not that she won't ever be here again, because that would never happen. Jason and I have a special announcement today, and Christy has so many things on her plate that she decided to bow out of one of the ideas, finally, that I've presented to her, because I'm always like, oh my God, let's do this. And she has always reluctantly come around to it. But this time she put her foot down and said, uh-uh. I'm not doing it. I don't have the time, but you guys totally do this. And so she said, you and Jason should do Yawa, and you and Jason should make your announcement. So here we are.
So is that what I call a segue or what?
I don't know. Is it? you know what?
Should we take? Should we do some reviews first?
Take it slow, Jason. Take it real slow.
When I get really excited, I just want to get to the meat. So
I know. Oh man. Okay. No, we need to do. We need to read some reviews, Jason. You've never done this before, so I'm going to guide you along.
Okay, great.
You've never done a Yawa with me. What we typically do is we have this little banter, which I know you listen to the podcast. And then
I do.
We do my favorite part of the month, which is reading our iTunes reviews. And you all have been so lovely. And we got quite a few this month for April. And so let's do that first. So here we are. We've got it pulled up on iTunes. Jason, you want to read the first one?
This is a real wedding podcast by Casey Harlan, and she gave 5 stars. And she said, I'm not going to lie, when I first started listening, I was a little bit put off by the banter at the beginning of many episodes. But as you listen more, these ladies become more like friends, and you realize how real this podcast is. Their last episode about keeping your sanity during a pandemic really struck a chord with me. I'm a teacher, so I'm still thankfully employed and have an income, but the pandemic has made wedding planning very depressing. Aww. How can I look forward to something when so many other brides are living through a worst case scenario, when it comes to their wedding at least? I can't even really talk to vendors at this point. It's driving me a little nuts considering all the free time I have. However, this reminded me that it's okay to be sad and thankful at the same time. It doesn't make you a bad person. Finally, I really appreciated that you spent time talking about those who are alone during this time. A friend of mine was recently widowed at a young age and has spent this whole time alone while having just lost her husband a few months ago. It really hit home that these ladies think of everyone from all walks of life, even though it's a podcast about wedding planning. There are many wedding podcasts out there, but these women make a choice to be bold, honest, and to have a voice on issues beyond what color palette should you choose. Thank you for being real in an industry that can sometimes fantasize everything. I look forward to continuing to listen. Wow.
Yeah, I saw this the other night when I was sitting on the couch with my husband, and I literally started to tear up.
I was going to say, did that make you cry when you read it?
It did. It did. I just, I mean, all of these, like people that take the time to write these, it's so lovely. And I, like I said, it's like my favorite thing to do is read these. But this one in particular, I was like, oh my God, like I really did tear up. And, you can hear, you know, this is just such a trying time for everybody. And it just, you know, saying that the wedding planning is very depressing right now for her, and talking to vendors and people who have it worse off. And I just, the fact that you took the time to write this, but that we're also able to provide some sort of relief or help or just be that voice and be there with you, is just so much more than I ever thought that this podcast would provide for people. And it just, it's an honor. It's just amazing. And I just thank you so much for writing that. It's a long one. And thank you so much.
A well-deserved rave for you ladies.
Yeah. It's really nice. It's just, fuck man. It's great.
Yeah.
And that's how I really feel, Jason.
Yeah, are you crying again?
I almost did. If it was Christy, she'd be bawling right now and I'd be making fun of her for sure. Next one, fun, engaging, de-stressing podcast by Ellen Cowherd, 5 stars. I absolutely love this podcast. I actually started listening months before I got engaged. Does that make me crazy? In parentheses, I love hearing the process behind wedding planning and all the work that goes into these magical days. It's not crazy, girl. I recently got engaged at home. COVID proposal. Hashtag COVID proposal. I love it. And I'm now loving listening even more. I am having the classic issues that Christy and Michelle discuss on the podcast, and am dealing with them in a more thoughtful and calm way than I would have otherwise. It makes me feel way less stressed to know that a lot of brides or grooms deal with similar problems when planning. I've only been engaged 2 weeks, but have already thought back and appreciated the advice from the episodes on guest lists, kids at weddings, choosing a photographer, and planner. The part I love best about the podcast is how inclusive it is. I am marrying a wonderful Hindu man, and I love how this podcast doesn't stick to the, quote, traditional wedding script. We can apply everything to our fusion wedding. Thank you, Michelle and Christy. Ah, you are so welcome. Congratulations on the COVID engagement, by the way, COVID proposal. And I'm so glad you were listening before, so you didn't take too long to find us. This is awesome.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay, Jason, you read the next one.
All right. The next one is amazing, exclamation point, from Jasmine L. I recently, and it's also 5 stars, and she says, I recently finished an almost 6-month binge of all the episodes, and these wonderful ladies have given me so much wedding planning insight and laughs. Michelle and Christy are fun, I agree with that, entertaining, and so knowledgeable. I have been and will continue to recommend this to any couple planning their special day.
Love that. 6-month binge. That's so, it's still weird to me. It's so cool.
I mean, it's wonderful. It's, you know, you think of binging on like a Netflix show or like, you know, something that's like,
yeah,
you know, a storyline, but that's so great.
I mean, yeah, it's awesome.
I think it's like the first one you talked about. I mean, people are finding this a bright spot in these sort of, you know, questionable times.
That is for sure. I am too. It's really helping me also. Okay, last one we'll read today, titled Very Informative, 5 stars by ARS-SCI. The hosts are not judgmental, but give specific and actionable advice. I discovered this podcast about 5 months into my wedding planning. Even though I have the major vendors booked, etc., I still find this podcast so informative, and I find myself taking notes during some of the, quote, learning episodes. Thank you. You are welcome. I'm glad you're taking notes. I always try to like preface each episode if it's a learning one so people know. And yeah, I mean, booking your vendors is really only half, maybe actually less than half of the wedding planning process. I mean, there is so much involved. And that's the part people always think about when they think about weddings. But man, it's just, there's so much more. That's why we're still talking about this after over 3 years. All right. Thank you all so much for writing those reviews, and just those that are listening who have not yet written a review. And I say yet, because there's time, and it's always helpful. And someday I have a dream that someday we will be at the top of the list when you go to iTunes and you're like, what should I listen? Let's see what Apple is recommending that will be on, not new and noteworthy because we're not new, but like highlighted somehow. And I know that it's getting a lot of reviews that also just helps people find the podcast. So it just helps get the word out to people all over the world. So we need them, peeps. Thank you so much. Jason, should we make
Michelle.
An announcement?
Oh, I think it's time. I think
Is it time,
time
or should we keep going? What do you think? I don't know. Well, we have questions to get to.
We do, but let's just do it. I mean, I'm so excited to talk about this and get it out into the world.
Okay, let's do that. Let's get this done, and then we'll go to the questions. And we can keep talking about it, but let's do it. Make a drum roll.
So part of another reason that I am on this podcast episode today is because I and Michelle are teaming up and we are offering a virtual wedding planning package.
A virtual wedding planning package.
Did you hear that?
What did you say?
A virtual wedding planning package.
Okay, so basically here's what happened. Like, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago when we were talking about you being on the episode talking about the virtual weddings and you telling us about it, and me having like, there was a big New York Times article, like I'm seeing it pop up on social media. People are getting married at home. I think it's beautiful. I am so for it because, as Christy has said, and you've seen these hashtags, love is not canceled, right? It's just not. And if you had planned on getting married in May or June, maybe July, April, like, you're, why shouldn't you still get married? Because at the end of the day, like, that's the goal. It's the goal. Above all else, above the napkins and the colors of the florals, it's that you get married. And so, and then there's like, you know, people streaming these weddings and we're seeing these. You know, it could look a little better.
It could look better. And I think it could be a less stressful and more fun planning process for mm-hmm. clients if they had some professional help.
Yes. I mean, everybody needs a little professional help sometimes.
Boy,
And the thing is that it's just simple. I mean, we are wedding planners. We help our clients with their weddings. This is a wedding. It's a very different type of wedding, but nonetheless, there are logistics involved.
And there are, what we have learned is there's a variety of reasons why people still want to get married in this time, even when they can't have in-person weddings. And that's different for everyone, whether it's because you are concerned that you might not have healthcare, so you want to secure being married to somebody that does, or there is a relative that is maybe of a certain age and you're concerned they might not still be around for whatever your postponed date is, or you just want to get married because it's a bright day in a questionable time.
100%. So basically what we're doing is we had all these ideas of things you can do, and the sky's the limit really, but we have a very streamlined package that consists of the most important elements. I think for most people, the whole technical part of this is kind of a big, you know, obstacle in their brains. You know, is my internet connection strong enough? What platform do I use? How do my guests see it? What if they can't log on? All of that, right? So basically what's happening here is we are offering our wedding planning services first and foremost. So timelines, scheduling, vendors, and we're offering technical support. Okay. So we've really gathered a team of professionals, that are helping with this. So it's our planning services. So basically we're going to consult with you. Everything is virtual, by the way. So this is all very COVID safe, so to speak. Nobody's coming to your house. Except perhaps an officiant, if that's what you want. So basically, it's our wedding planning services, technical support. We're going to host everything, okay? You're not hosting, we're hosting. And that includes like making sure your guests are in there and they're all set up, and we're going to do rehearsals and make sure you're all set up on your end.
And sound checks.
Can you hear that?
No.
Okay. And sound checks.
But that's timely as we talk about sound checks.
Yeah. It's like my husband decided to make a smoothie. And then there's flowers, real, beautiful, fresh flowers involved, which I think are important. And it's whether it's a bouquet and a boutonniere or a bouquet and a bouquet or a boutonniere and a boutonniere, right? And a beautiful centerpiece for decor. And the biggest part of this, well, one of the big elements of this is the video.
Yeah, but before we get into the video, one of the things that's very exciting about the way we have figured out how to get flowers to you is that it does not involve a florist physically coming into your house. So yes, we can keep our safe social distancing practices intact during this time and have flowers delivered to your door in a package.
Yeah, and they're beautiful, and there's all different colors and breeds or types, and they're really gorgeous. And then, you know, the other thing is a video. So yes, yeah. I mean, anybody can go online and they can open up a Zoom account and they can record and have that raw recording. But we're taking it a step further. I mean, when you hire a videographer, and Christy and I talk about this all the time, the finished product is something of art, of beauty, of memory. And especially at this time, having a virtual wedding is a sign of the times. It's kind of like, I keep calling it like a time capsule. Yeah. And so we're not only going to take your footage from the ceremony that is streaming that everybody's watching, but we're going to take some toasts, and we're going to take, you know, your parents sending you a message, and the two of you sending each other a video message, and you know, shots of your guests during the ceremony. And we are going to have that edited in with music and audio and something really beautiful, a video keepsake of this wedding.
That not only will you get, you know, a full-length video of the entire ceremony, but we're also going to include a little teaser for social media.
Yeah, so something social media worthy, for sure.
And, you know, what I've heard from so many people that we've talked to about having a virtual wedding is that many people are doing it because they want to get married now, but they're still planning on having an in-person event later. It's, you know, just like even with a ceremony in some cases, or some people are just having a reception or whatever it might be. But this is something that you could then show at that in-person wedding to look back at the time when we were sort of living during, you know, these crazy times and say, look, we came out of it, but this is what we did that one night in our home. And we're so happy all of you are here to celebrate with us in person.
Yeah. So it's just like super exciting. And we think we already have somebody we're starting to work with, one of you listeners, actually. And We're also going to send you things in a box that you will need to make this a much more elevated experience in your home. So this is a package that we are offering. Jason and I are collaborating on it. We don't know how many people are going to do this, but eventually it'll get to the point where, you know, Jason's in New York, so he's East Coast. I'm in California. I'm West Coast. We're going to work with people based on mostly time zones and availability. But this entire package is going to come at a price of $1,000 out the door. Everything we talked about. And we also want to let you know that just to launch this, we've got one already of a listener, but the first 10 couples to book a virtual wedding with us gets a 20% discount. So that is going to be a major savings because we're so excited about this and we know it's a great idea. And we know in the long term, this is going to be a thing. I mean, we don't know when shelter in place is coming off of our backs, and how many people will actually be able to gather at an event. And so we see this as a long sustaining method of events, period.
Well, because there also might be travel restrictions that are encouraged, you know, yeah. So depending on where relatives or guests are, you know, meant to be flying in and out of to attend your wedding, we might have to face reality that for a little while, we're going to be more limited with what we can do when we are allowed to be back in person. So we see this as something that's really sustainable and with lots of legs and different capabilities that it can grow into.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about postponing the wedding, rescheduling, and you want to do a virtual wedding, you know, let us know. There will be a link on the Big Wedding Planning Podcast site to information about this. You can also DM us on Instagram or email us thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. But this will be exciting and fun, and we're so excited, and can't wait. So that's the big announcement.
Oh my God. Pressure's off.
It's okay. Let's do a shot because that was a lot. Okay. So now that we made the big announcement, let's get into the questions. Okay. So this is a COVID edition of Yawa. And so that means that what I've done is pulled questions that we've gotten either via email or on those Instagram lives that we've been doing lately. And by the way, everybody, Christy and I, every Saturday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, are doing these 1 hour long Instagram lives. And they're really like a live Yawa session, a you ask, we answer. So a lot of you are sending us questions in advance or at the time you're on the live with us and typing in your questions and we're answering them. And so many people are participating and answering. We've got other planners joining. Jason, you should probably join next time and offer some advice too. So it's been amazing. It's something really lovely to look forward to. So jump on Saturday if you're around at 12 o'clock. So let's go to these questions.
Are we going to have like a threesome next Saturday? You mean Chrissy?
I mean, who knows? No, actually you can't. I tried to do that today. I tried to let in another planner and you can't. Only like
I know. I think you have on. Two of us would actually have to be like in person together.
Yeah. And that's not an option right now.
No.
So no. But
I can just be really aggressive in the comments
and like,
below.
Type it in real fast.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first question is, I am a 10-10-20 bride. That's a huge popular date.
That was very popular.
Very popular. And I'm getting a lot of, are you still having your wedding? Questions. What are the best ways to respond to this? I have been telling those people that we won't make a call to postpone until August and that we are planning as usual. But is there something better to say? I mean, I think what you're saying is exactly right. Letting them know, like, listen, I don't know yet. We don't need to make that call yet. And we are planning, you know, we're forging ahead as we should be, because nobody knows yet what's going to be happening in October.
Nobody knows what's going to be happening in October. It's also nice to have something to look forward to in the fall. And, you know, I think you can remind people that currently, you know, airlines and hotels and all are being very, very flexible. So they're not in a place of danger if they've already booked for this or they're still wanting to book now to get it out of the way, because it's all stuff that could be changed if you do in fact have to postpone.
Yeah. And also, you might want to start working on that plan B date just in case. But I still have this great feeling that October is going to be like, we might be able to do something. But I do feel that if you are able to do something, it's going to have to be a much more scaled down event. In other words, I feel like when shelter in place is, you know, off of us, that, and it's going to vary state by state, that,
that's just it. I mean, it also depends on where this wedding was meant to take place.
Totally. But I feel like they're going to limit us on social gatherings, like as to the number of people that are allowed to gather in one space.
I agree. And if you had any like international guests that were planning on coming, that might be something that there is a restriction on for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think what you're saying is correct. I think also just to let them know that they can always look at your wedding website so they can get off your back.
Totally.
And if you don't have a wedding website, clearly you need one. And just
and
say,
and now's a great time.
And you've got time to create one. And just put like a, you know, here's our update on COVID. We don't know, period. You know, write it up there. So yeah, I think you're saying the right thing. So far, so good. Good job. Hey everybody, it's about that time where you hear about a wonderful company who's sponsoring our wonderful podcast, and that is our friends at Alpine Rings, alpinerings.com. They are a veteran-owned wedding ring company offering a wide selection of men's wedding bands with authentic and rustic wood accents. Their rings are constructed from durable and scratch-resistant materials such as tungsten, titanium, and ceramic. They have free two-day shipping. That's really important. I like knowing 2 days. Free two-day shipping is included with every order, you guys. You can shop for the perfect ring in the perfect size from the comfort of your perfect home with no stuffy jewelry store visit required.
You can get that perfect size because they offer a free sizing service. No credit card required. Like, you can order this. They will send it. You request a free physical sizer to be shipped to your home because, you know, most men are going to say that their hands are a little bigger than they are. And when you're ready, then
that's
once you have
myth.
The correct size, you can follow it up with a ring purchase, alpinerings.com. So I sent my husband to the website since we're not physically around each other right now, and I couldn't just bring it up and make him look, but he looked at alpinerings.com and he chose his favorite, and it really surprised me because he said that his favorite was the polished titanium wedding band, which is, I get that, with turquoise and pear wood. It has like a turquoise stripe in it.
That's interesting.
Gorgeous. But it's a little like flashier than I thought he would go for. But it would be, you know, just that little flash of turquoise. And he says he really likes it. So now I think
is
I might
it the
get
one
it
with
like,
the thicker turquoise or the thinner turquoise? Because there's the antler and chestnut, and then there's the pear wood.
It's the pear wood one.
Oh,
so
wow.
They look the same, like
so
the same
flashy.
Width.
She.
I know, it's pretty sexy, man. I might get it for him for Father's Day now that I have a handy dandy discount. Yeah, so check it out. The website, there's descriptions on every single ring, and they're already marked down, so you get your discount on top of that. There's a 1-year warranty. It is veteran-owned, like Michelle mentioned. It's also, they have a discount for first responders, which we love.
Love that.
And free 2-day shipping.
Free exchanges also. Premium solid wood. Oh, I love this. The premium solid wood display box is included with every purchase, which is really, really cute. Go to alpinerings.com. Do your shopping. And you're going to get 15% off site-wide just for listening to our podcast with promo code BIGWEDDING at checkout. alpinerings.com, promo code Big Wedding, 15% off. Thank you so much, Alpine Rings.
Thank you.
Oh, Jason, look at number two. You want to read that?
Sure. The question is, any update on whether it's possible to Zoom FaceTime your ceremony? Well, interestingly enough, as the New Yorker on this podcast, as of last week, Governor Cuomo signed an executive order in our state of New York where it is now currently legal to get married through a virtual wedding. And you can, I mean, you can get your marriage license online and it can be signed virtually, which is brand new.
Because that's if we were huge.
Yeah, well, we were saying on, you know, on the previous episode that some of these situations where people have had virtual weddings is because they already had gotten their marriage license and before things were closed. And this also depends on where you are, because in as some states begin this process of reopening, you might be able to get a marriage license in your state. But currently, like in California and in New York, you cannot physically go to an office where they give marriage licenses, which was always the process up until now in New York. I would imagine that other states would probably do something similar, because it's in, you know, there is a need to be able to get married at all times. So the answer to your question is it depends on the state and what the rules are currently. But in New York, it is currently allowed.
Yeah, and that's huge, because, and let me also be very clear what we mean by this. It's that the two of you can be in your home and your officiant can be on Zoom, right? The officiant doesn't have to be with you. But what I'm confused about, Jason, and maybe you know this from reading or maybe you need to read more into it, does the officiant have to be in New York State, like physically?
I don't know. I would have to double check that.
Because that is a big question for me, at least. I'm very curious to know if the officiant can be in Michigan or California or wherever.
I think that they could be, because it's not like when you become ordained to perform a wedding that it's specific to a state.
Yeah. We're going to have to find that out.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Because the other thing is, and Christy wanted me to mention this, and I forgot to mention it before, Christy is ordained. She can marry people legally. And she's like, well, I might not be planning these virtual weddings with you, but I will perform ceremonies if people want it. And I'm like, OMG.
I think she is joining the project after all.
She's like, I'm willing to marry people. and that's going to be one of the like kind of add-ons to this package, because we realize a lot of people already have officiants or have a loved one that, you know, they had planned on performing the ceremony anyway. So, but yeah, Christy's available, and totally, you know, she's a sap. Like, she loves stuff like that. So she would love to do that. Okay. Number three, we are doing the elopement this year and then the big wedding next year. What things should we include in our ceremony this year, meaning in the elopement, to make it special? Because this is when we are actually becoming married legally. And what type of things can we do, what types of things do we save for the big wedding next year when we can celebrate with everyone? We want that to be special too. So I think when I answered this question with Christy, my answer was keep the quote elopement ceremony, and not that it's not special, but maybe a little more simple. And if it's going to be a virtual ceremony, clearly like you'll want to have it recorded. Because I think it would be great, like we said earlier, to play it or have it somewhere in the background or as part of your ceremony for next year, or during the reception, you could play it, or during the dinner or something, like you could play it. It would just be awesome for next year. And then the other thing for this elopement is if there is a loved one who has passed away, that you would have honored anyway at a wedding, I think it would be nice to maybe in the background have a picture, if it's grandma or whomever, like in the background have a picture or have something that she gave you, you know, on your person during this elopement ceremony. maybe call your parents and, you know, do a little like, hey, you know, we're here, we're doing it right now. We love you guys. Something like that.
And I think some of those choices are then things that you can talk about at the later wedding.
Yes.
You know, like when we got eloped, I wore my grandmother's shawl.
Yeah.
You know, because people aren't going to know that that took place.
That's a good one, Jason, because a lot of people don't want to, a lot of women, I'll say, are opting not to wear their wedding dress for these elopement ceremonies or virtual weddings. Some are, actually, but some are not. So maybe wearing something special from a family member would be a really great way to make this smaller ceremony a little more special or different.
Yeah, your something borrowed could actually be your outfit.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Or a part of it.
You want to read number four?
Yeah, definitely. So do you ladies, but I will answer this as a gentleman,
yes,
have any recommendations on how to start looking for a wedding dress during these crazy times?
Mm.
I do, in fact, because I've been advising a client on this exact issue.
You do? Oh, good. Tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not ideal at the moment, but okay, you got to make do with what you have.
Yeah.
All the online department stores that carry a bridal line will ship to your house with, you know, free returns. So you can order wedding dresses to try on from Nordstrom's, from Saks, I believe.
Beholden. And,
say it again.
Beholden from Anthropologie. Do you know
and,
if they're
yes,
doing
and
it?
Yes, Anthropologie, of course.
Yeah.
So that's a good place to start because you can order a bunch. I mean, obviously they're going to, you know, they charge you for them up front, but you can return as many. So, I mean, my client, I think she literally just ordered 10 dresses from Anthropologie.
Oh, wow. And she's trying them on at home.
She's trying them on at home, at least as a start, because, you know, if things don't, if depending on when, how long shelter in place stays as a rule, you know, she was like, I don't want to lose the window of being able to find something that then will also need to be fitted.
Yes.
Now, there are some other companies. There's one in New York that I'd have to look up the name. I could maybe send it to you and you could put it in the show notes or something.
Great.
They're currently hosting virtual tours that begin with a consultation with a bride to talk all about, you know, not only your interest, but your body type and what type of dress you're looking for. And then they begin showing you stuff via photos on a Zoom call, and then you narrow it down to like two or three and they send them to your house.
Yeah, that is amazing. That's something that when we were asked this on our Instagram Live, a couple of brides popped up and said, I've been doing virtual fit, you know, virtual, like the store will pull gowns and show them to me. And in some cases, like just hold them up, or in some cases they're putting right. them on. And I think that's great. And then once they're able to go in person, try them on, then they will.
Yeah, it's a good, it's also, you know, I think a lot of people right now have some extra time on their hands. So it's a great thing to spend some time on. I mean, really just by looking at photos and seeing what speaks to you. And every bride that I've ever worked with is different. Some begin the process with a really clear point of view of what type and cut of dress is flattering. And also exciting to them. And some have no clue about that kind of stuff. And so it's a good time to really look at, you know, from necklines to the length of the dress and everything that can get factored into it to find the general type that you think is going to work for you.
Yes. And our friends at Anomaly, who we always recommend, and I interviewed Anomaly, their CEO, Leslie, and some people in San Francisco on episode number 88. If you want to go back to number 88, Anomaly starts a custom dress revolution. It's called dressanomaly.com. This was already a virtual experience long before any of this COVID shit came around. It's a custom wedding dress website where you're working with a stylist, you're building your custom wedding dress 100% to you. And the price point is insane, Jason, for a custom dress. I don't know if you've heard about them, but I think they start at like $1,200.
Whoa.
Like custom. And they have, if you go to their website, it's like, there's already a COVID-19 guarantee. Your dress is going to come on time. So it's a really great kind of alternative to a traditional wedding dress boutique.
Great to know.
A brick and mortar store. Yeah. So,
okay. Your turn.
Yeah, my turn. Our wedding was originally on May 9th, 2020. Our venue called me in March saying we had to reschedule our wedding and gave us a list of dates to choose from. We chose the latest date they offered, which was September 27th, 2020. I think the reason they didn't offer any dates in 2021 is because they still want to have at least some weddings in 2020. We bought changed the dates, but now I don't know if I should send them out or wait because of so much uncertainty of when the quarantine slash pandemic will end and if we can change our date again, or if we have to change our date again, rather. Should I still send out our change the dates or wait a little longer? So many people keep asking us about our wedding and I answer them as they go, but I don't have everyone's emails to send them an update. So we figured it would be easier to mail everyone mail everyone the change the dates. And I can't really call 300 people to update because I'm a night shift ER nurse and I'm exhausted by the time it's my day off with everything going on. We've already updated our website with a new date, but not sure if we should move forward on sending out our newly bought change the dates yet in case things change again in the future. Any thoughts? And this is April. She's on our Instagram lives all the time and we just, you know, bow down to her being a night shift ER nurse. But our advice was yes, send them now. Just send them out. And hopefully the wedding website is on these change the dates somewhere. And, you know, or maybe I had with my clients, we added an insert that, you know, said we changed the dates, but we have it in an insert that said, just make sure to check on our wedding website just in case, you know, how quickly things change these days. But yeah, you bought them, you spent the money, you've got them. September is still a ways out. Send them out now. That's my advice.
I agree. Yeah. Thing to think about collecting everyone's emails just in case there is future communication that eventually needs to go out too.
But yeah, and you could ask that on your wedding website too.
Right.
All right. Number six, Jason.
Number six. Is it okay to skip the paper invites and opt for email? Wedding is in July and not really feeling like wasting money if we're going to have to postpone. I mean, every choice you make in planning a wedding, this isn't really COVID specific, is about you deciding to do it your way. And I think it is perfectly fine if it feels right to you to forego paper invitations. I've had a lot of people who have done this in the past just because it was an effort to be more green because that was reflective of their personality. So yeah, I say go for it, but don't shortchange the experience because it's on email. It should still be a beautiful email. Mm. You know, whether you do it through a site like a paperless post or something like that, or just have some type of image designed to go in that email so it doesn't just look like a work email. But I think it's perfectly fine.
I mean, and this is something what I said, like screw etiquette right now and tradition anyway, that's how I am anyway, but like, especially right now. And this is also something that we want to include on our virtual wedding package is these custom email friendly PDFs of, you know, invitations to our virtual wedding. Because yeah, email, it's better. And it is more, you know, eco-friendly and it is a sign of the time. So yes, I say yes. Opt for email. Do it. Okay. Last question here. My fiance and I made the difficult decision to postpone our wedding until next year. We still plan on getting married on our original date of July 3rd, 20, and do our celebration on our first anniversary, so 21. So along with our postponement, went our pre-wedding festivities, bridal shower, bachelor and bachelorette weekends. Although the most important part is still taking place, it sucks that we don't get to celebrate it with our family and friends. I was looking forward to honoring my wedding party by showering them with gifts to thank them for all their planning and hard work. Do you have any suggestions for something special I can do for them during this time of social distancing? Thanks for keeping me up to date on all things wedding and doing it with pizzazz. And here's to one more year of planning, which is so much fun when you actually do reschedule your wedding to a later date. It's kind of like a renewed, like, ooh, we get to keep on doing things and, you know, changing it up.
That's right.
So what do you think, Jason? Ways, because they're not going to be able to do these all these pre-wedding parties and festivities.
Of course not. But first of all, I think it's a great opportunity to say, you know, this is the cards we were dealt, so what are we going to do with it? And I think there's a combination of things you can do. Just like everything else, I mean, now we are getting so used to doing things virtually. There's no reason not to have a virtual bachelor or bachelorette experience in which you could still do something really nice for your squad, and they can do something nice for you. You can have things delivered to each other, you know, whether it's what you're going to drink, eat, you know, gift certificates for when things do open back up to get manicures and pedicures, or, you know, whatever it is that is something that kind of speaks to you. And I also think, like, here's the chance to say, you know, like, then you can have your wedding and you can have a post-wedding bachelorette, because there's new rules. And let's reinvent these traditions, because I think everyone is going to crave these experiences when they're feasible again. I mean, so your wedding planning was all during COVID, but your first year of marriage is not. Like, take a weekend away with just your friends, even though you're married. Who says you can't?
Oh my God, I love that. I didn't even think about that when we answered her, but reinventing these and doing them post-wedding. Why not? Yeah, for sure. Something when we were on the live, she wrote to us and said that she had already bought like she already had like these gifts that she had bought for her ladies. And I think that he had bought for his gentleman, and like kind of like a whole bunch of things. And Christy and I were like, yeah, you can still have parties just like we're having virtual weddings. We can have virtual, we're doing them all the time. I have a cocktail hour at 5 o'clock with my girls in Boston, you know? But it's super fun when you make it interactive in that you all set a date for, let's say, a week from now or 2 weeks from now. Choose a gift that you've bought them all and mail it to them, or send it via UPS or whatever it is, and just put on there, do not open until the 20th at, you know, when we're having our party. And write a really nice note in there. Maybe include a little bottle of champagne, you know, whatever, a small splint or whatever it is. Send them a gift and then have the party online and have them open it. And, you know, maybe they'll send you something. You know, you can still have these parties online. I was telling the story today, and this is kind of doing a 360 kind of, but I swear there's a method to my madness here.
I believe in you.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. I was listening to The Daily, and they had an episode of this pastor, just a beautiful man. I didn't see him, but he just sounded so lovely. And he is retired, and he's presided over lots of funerals. And his bride and him, not his bride, but his wife, she passed away, unfortunately, a couple weeks ago. And he decided to hold a virtual funeral. And you're listening to it, and he's talking about it, and the New York Times writer actually dialed into the Zoom funeral, and she was talking about how it went. And you're hearing these people talk, and a lot of older folks, I mean, these were like grandma and grandpa's age, you know, is this thing working, and this, that, and the other. But then you hear people talk about this woman who passed away, and you look, hear the pastor, and then she interviewed some of the guests after the funeral, and they said, all of them said, this was much more of a moving experience virtually, I don't understand exactly, than it would have been in person. Because we were all very close, like virtual, like you could see each other. Like they talk about how the pastor, they could see his crooked mustache. And, you know, maybe if you were at a church, you would have been sitting far away. They could see expressions on people's faces. They communicated better. They were alone. They were in their homes alone, but they felt as part of this community and the love. And I feel like, I mean, I know that's a funeral, but I guess where I'm going with this is that the celebrations don't stop right now because we're at home. And thank God we're in this day and age where we can do this virtually. And I think that if we make it special, or if we open up our minds to this, it is still very special. And so I think you could still have these parties and celebrations and your weddings. So yes, that's where I was going with it. So
I told you I believed in you. You drove that home.
Thank you very much, Jason. God. Okay, so that was it for this episode of You Ask, We Answer. And we answered all these questions. And we really appreciate you, Jason, coming on the show today.
Well, it was an honor. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime. This was fun. So again, if you all are interested in these virtual wedding package, this virtual wedding package we have, we are so excited to be doing this and we can't wait. I want to go to work. I want to plan these virtual weddings and I want to make them the most amazing. So go to our website, thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com. Show notes for this episode definitely will have a link and information, and let us know if you're interested. The first 10 couples to book us are going to get a 20% discount. That's $200 off. So it'll be an $800 package. But for the rest, it's $1,000. So there you go. Jason, thank you again.
Yes.
Thank you,
again. Welcome.
I'm going to do our little outro that Christy normally does. So here we go. Please subscribe on iTunes, rate and review us. Very important. I already explained that. If you want to call us and leave us a message, we would love that. We'll play it on Yawa, the next Yawa, and that number is 415-723-1625. We are on Instagram at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. So basically, you've got to follow us because that's where it's going on. And we do those Instagram lives every Saturday. We're also on Facebook. And we have a Facebook community group, you guys, that is amazing. So if you're not on that already, just find it, the Big Wedding Planning Podcast Facebook community. You have to ask to be let in, but we'll approve you as long as you're not a bot. we're on Twitter, but I don't think Christy's even doing anything there, at TBWP Podcast. The email, thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com is where you can get a hold of us. And if you are so gracious and able and getting a lot out of this podcast, we have a Patreon page and there's so many people on there that are contributing financially, whatever you're able to do, whether it's $1 a month, $5 a month, $50 a month, it helps keep our show going because believe me, we are not millionaires as a result of this podcast, but it's much more than that. It brings value to our hearts and our minds, but we do need a little money to keep it going. So Patreon.com/TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast. And we have bonus episodes to all you Patreon members and a really amazing newsletter that Christy does. And of course, we offer one-on-one consulting with either myself or Christy. So get in touch, everybody. Happy planning. We love you all. Christy, if you're listening, love you, love your show. Bye.
Bye.